Single Moms and Dads in Focus today here on Intentional Living. Dr. Randy, along with Jennifer, Stephen, Gino, all of our friends, thank you for being a part of our ministry. Appreciate all the calls yesterday. We had so many people who called and wanted to share their story as a single mom or dad, what they've learned, what's been the big stressor in their life, and what's helped them. We thought we'd just carry on with the discussion today because many of you are single moms or dads, or your children, one of your children is a single mom or dad, or a grandchild, or a close friend, and you know, and maybe you don't, but you sort of understand that they're struggling, that it's stressful, and we want to give encouragement today because we love you and we care for you, and we believe the scripture when it says, greater is he that is in you that is in this world, including the discouragement that can come along and rest on your shoulders as a single mom or dad. God is greater. And so our callers today are designed to just share what they're learning to help you on what you're facing as well. All right, you can share your comments on our storyline at 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717, the number. Let's go to Keisha in Arizona. Hi there, Keisha. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you doing?
Good, good. Single mom or dad, and what have you learned?
I'm a single mom of three boys, about to be 10, 5, and 3, and I'm 32 years old right now. Mm-hmm. And I just want to speak about, like, standing for those that are actually in the situation now, being a single mom now, and dealing with the frustrations of life, because I am obviously right now not homeless, but I'm roommating, trying to find my own permanent spot, financial struggles, currently Uber delivering. Like, in between, so I was listening to the radio in between my drives, and I just felt the Holy Spirit come over me that I needed to share this, and no AC in my car. And just to show that even in these moments that God is still there, and you just have to have grace for yourself, because there is going to be moments where you're like, this sucks. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not easy, and that's going to be every single day. But if you find that peace that God's showing you that you're going to get through it, that's what will, you know, give you strength, that grace that, okay, you're doing okay, you're going to get things wrong, but you're going to learn from them and do better the next day. And so I just want to say that you really need that grace from God to know that it's going to get better.
Right.
You don't know when. You know, just give yourself that time and find that peace of God. Keep seeking him. I always say seek first the kingdom and all else will be added. And that really, truly has carried me through my whole life, even being in Arizona by myself with no family. You know, my family's back in New York. I didn't want to take the easy way out. I knew God wanted me here for a purpose, you know, spread the gospel, hold on, hang on. And that's why I feel like God wanted me to share that today.
Keisha, I appreciate your call. And I got stuck on the fact you're driving Uber and you have no air conditioning in the middle of Arizona, Phoenix or Tucson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like 105 today.
Yeah, and I might have been on your station before, I'm not sure, because like I said, I always try to seek and flip through, so I was actually in Sun City where I'm staying. Now, I was in hotels a couple of days ago, and now I'm just staying like with a friend until I can get my own permanent spot. But yeah, it was like flipping through the channels, and I was watching, I think it was 105.5, and because I went to a different area, the radio towers changed, and so I'm like, oh no, like I'm going to still get my gospel, so I'm scanning, and that's when this radio station popped up, and I was listening. I forgot what song it was.
Yeah, it's 90.3, and it'll cover the whole valley. You don't have to switch around different frequencies because the powerhouse, 100,000 watts on top of South Mountain in Phoenix, covers all of the valley from east to west, north to south. Keisha, listen, I just picture you driving that car and without air conditioning, doing that kind of work. Be nice if somebody had a air conditioning repair listening and said, hey, I could take care of that. Just a thought. You could call Steven here and we'll maybe see what we could do about that. Just a thought. Okay, Keisha, people be praying for you. God bless you. Stay strong. Stay at it. Trust God every day. And the Bible says that he will give us the strength we need, doesn't he? That's important. Okay, where do I go? Do I go to line one here? Leanne is in Arkansas. Hi, Leanne, how are you?
Hi, Dr. Randy, are you there?
Yes, yes. Can you get a little closer to the phone?
I can try.
There you go. Go right ahead. Tell us, what are you learning as a single parent?
I just wanted to say, stick to your gut. You know, if you feel like something is wrong that you shouldn't be doing or that shouldn't happen, don't let somebody influence you that you're wrong. You know, you as a parent know your child, know the circumstances that you're in, and just stick with your gut and pray about the response that you're supposed to have, and don't let nobody persuade you, because those people don't know actually the real circumstances of what's going on.
So what I hear you saying, probably some personal experience, it's easy to be persuaded or led in ways that you later say, boy, I shouldn't have done that or allowed that, because this is your child and you know what you should be doing.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a great reminder. I think I'm going to put you on hold because it's a little noisy. But Leanne, you're speaking the truth, because if we're not confident as a parent, listen, you're the only person on the planet that's got the name parent, mom or dad. That's your name. That's your title. That's your job description. There's a lot of other people, coaches, friends, teachers, grandparents, other people in the life of your child, which they all play an important role. But ultimately, as a mom or dad, that's your job. And so Leanne reminds us, don't be persuaded to go in the wrong direction. Easy to do. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
We need to turn a puzzle into a picture. I think it's important, I'll write the word picture right here. I think it's important for us to develop some sort of a picture, because we are created in a way we see it. It's easier to see it in your mind. And when I'm out doing my conferences, I take along this little puzzle. For those of you listening, it's about a 500-piece puzzle, and it's a picture of a family. And I teach the fact that the one thing you have to put this puzzle together is what? There you go. Have you ever tried to put a puzzle together without a picture? Very hard to do. You got the blues and the grays and the greens, and you kind of get the corners set, but you all keep constantly going back to the picture. You want to have the picture. Have you ever noticed that with a puzzle? You're sitting there and you're looking and you say, oh, that's that dark part in his hair or whatever, and you've got to have the picture, because without the picture, you can't put the puzzle together. Yeah, I think you can make the application pretty quickly. And there's another thing you have to have. Jennifer, do you know what else you have to have? What else do you have to have? You have to have the picture, but there's one more really important ingredient to put a puzzle together. You have to have the
patience.
Well, yeah, you got to have that. That always, that's what people always say. You got to have the patience. Frankly, I have no patience. I think it's a dumb thing to putting puzzles together. They put them together and then you put them back in the box. Come on, life is too short for that. Anyway, no, you got to have the pieces.
Well, yes, that's very true.
Yeah, because sometimes you get a puzzle and some of the pieces are missing. You get a half of a puzzle, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so if we're going to do the application to life, we not only have to have a picture, which we pray, God, give me a picture for my family. Give me a picture for the future. But also, we got to have the pieces. And if some of the pieces are missing, those are some things to work on intentionally. By the way, that's a clip excerpt from the teaching, the featured teaching this month on the basics of intentional living. I go through, what does it mean? What are the four or five basic principles of intentional living? It's up on our exclusive site for our members. It's available to you. You've got the code. If for some other reason you don't have the password, let us know. Is it a code or password? Whatever it is. We have it for you. If you've lost it, like many of us do, things like that. It's somewhere in my file. Let us know and we'll get it to you. But new members, as you come and join us monthly, we'll make sure you get it as well. All of our teaching exclusively for you all. And by the way, right now, with just a week left in this month, I want you to know that every gift is being matched, just a little over $14,000 remaining to be matched dollar for dollar. And when that is reached, the goal for the month is reached and the need for the year has been met as we wrap up our fiscal year on June 30. So you can call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, or you can go to theintentionallife.com. Click on that little donate icon. Would you do that? I need your help. Frankly, it's been a little slow the last couple of days, and we're down now just a week to go. I'm just trusting the Lord to move in the hearts of you all to come and join us in making this a reality. A little over $14,000 to be matched, dollar for dollar, and we'll get there. 888-888-1717 or theintentionallife.com. All right, single parents. Daryl, appreciate your call. What's your part in this thing of single parenting?
I'm a half-time, full-time dad, if that makes sense.
So you get the kids part of the time?
I get the kids every other week, yes.
All right, and how old are the kids?
8 and 10.
And so what's that number one desire in your heart right now?
I want my kids to know that no matter how bad your past is, that there's forgiveness and redemption in Christ, and that he can take you from where you used to be to where he needs you to be, no questions.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to be able to see that a failure does not define you, and that when you become a Christian and you repent of those sins, that God will take you to a new place.
Mm. Now, are you trying to communicate that from your own experience, what you've been through, or for them to experience it?
From where I've been, I mean, the kids obviously had front row seats to the destruction of my marriage, and they've lived through all of that, and so for them to be able to see where mommy and daddy were to where we are now, even though we're still divorced, but I want them to ascribe it all to Christ just like I do.
So let me ask you, what are two things you're doing that seem to be working?
Regular attendance in church, where every time the doors are open, we're there, regardless of whether there's a sporting event or a school event or anything else. I want them to see that that's the most important thing. And number two is daily devotionals and prayer time with my kids.
Now, hey, listen, you're instilling in the lives of your kids, Daryl, by doing those things and getting your kids plugged into a church program where it's really supportive and encouraging. And I'm just going to be blunt. If you're a parent, a single mom or dad, you need to find a church that teaches the word and has programs for your family. Okay? We're blessed to be in a church that does so many things for the family. When we get there on Sunday, there's hardly a seat for us. All right? Which is great. Except when they take my seat. Just kidding. But that's what you need to be plugged into, a place where God's word is being taught, where you're going to be comfortable. And if you're not, don't find the excuses. And by the way, we went through the COVID thing of watching church on Sunday at home. That was sort of okay, not okay, but sort of okay. But no longer. Now, if you're on vacation or sick or something, I get it. But you need to be in a fellowship where you actually are with other people. All right? That's my view. And you say, well, you don't know, my church is so boring, I'd rather watch this guy from across the country Sunday morning. Well, you can do that another time if you want to. That's fine. But get plugged into a church where the Bible's being taught, where it's alive, where things are happening, God's moving, and be a part of it. All right? All right. Let's continue on. We're talking to single moms and dads. Linda, you're next in Michigan. What's your perspective on this thing of single parenting?
No, I'm calling from the perspective of mother and / grandmother, and how difficult it is sometimes for us to also walk through this journey with our children.
Oh yeah. So you're a grandma. Parents. So yes. Was your child that was a single parent?
Yes.
Son or daughter?
We have a couple daughters that sometime during their adult life have gone through being a single parent. But one thing I wanted to address specifically was, especially in our youngest daughter, she, even during the time she was going through being a single parent, she still made it a priority to keep her children in church, in Sunday school, in youth groups and camp, church camps. And I really think that was very key to helping her and the children get through the very difficult times.
Yeah. Wow.
And we tried to support them, her dad and I, both our daughters, of course, but especially the one that wanted to keep the children in church and Sunday school and camps. And we, you know, supported them as best we could, helping to make sure they got to church camp financially and stuff. So we've tried to be supportive, you know, in prayer and in encouraging them to go forward, and especially, you know, if they could keep the children in church and Sunday school. We just really told them how much that meant to us, and we knew that that was really going to be a good thing for all of them.
Yeah, it really is. And that's good, Linda. That's one thing grandparents can do, more time, more resources. Perhaps you can invest in the lives of your kids and your grandkids, especially for things that are meaningful, that matter, right? Spiritual development. All right, Chad, looks like you have a question for me from Michigan today. What is your question? Go ahead.
Well, I have been a single dad that has my kids 365, 24/7 for the last 13 and a half years. And I've had to be mom and dad, and I'm not used to that. And I need something so that with them now being 13 and 14 years old, that I don't lose my cool with them. Something that I can eliminate, either walk away. I need something that I can remember to do, a constant reminder of, I've only got the next 4 years with them for them being in the house, and then they're going to go out on life on their own, and I want the last 4 years to be the best years they have with their dad.
Yeah, well, let's see. There's your intention. It's a very good intention. Now you want to have the living part of it where you're following through. What is one thing that has worked for you that's helped? If you were just to pick one.
3 years ago, we started going to church. And I was born and raised in a church, like all the way until my parents got divorced. And things were getting progressively worse. And we started going back to church. And that one thing right there has gotten better. But I don't want to settle with that. I know there's got to be something more. And I'm having trouble finding it.
Well, Chad, here's what I hear. Two things. One is you're not happy with your emotional response to your kids. Maybe you feel like you're overreacting or not meeting their needs. Have a talk with your kids. Sit down and ask them how they're doing, what they appreciate, what they don't, what they need that maybe they're not feeling right now. In other words, have that open kind of honest discussion with your kids, because you may be making assumptions that are not there. They may be thrilled and happy and supportive of what's going on. And so I hear a little bit of this, I've done everything, but I just don't feel like I've done enough. And sometimes what we do is we overdo it then. We do things we should not do. So realize you've done a good job. You've been at this, 13 years, I think you said. And keep that communication open with your kids. Now, the second thing you said is, I want to be reminded, what can I do, one thing that remind me every day that I only have 4 years left? Here's a thought. You know, I wear a little one thing wristband every day. I have for 10 years or more, because it's a reminder to me, what one thing today do I want to do? I'd be happy to get that to you. If you would like, let us know. We'll get that to you. Or maybe you want to go have one made for yourself that says, only 4 years left, buddy. You can go get one made probably for a few bucks and put it on, and whatever words you want to use, and you'll put it on every morning, and it'll be a reminder, 4 years, and then you get a new one that says 3 years and 2 years and 1 year. But it's a daily reminder to you, whatever it takes for you to be reminded that time is passing quickly. And in the process, you're trying to be intentional. All right. Thanks, Chad. Let's go to, Cheyenne in Michigan, I think, today. What are you facing on this thing of single parenting, Cheyenne?
So I just want to touch on what you just said about all of the pain, and I think that it's important that everybody knows that they're not alone, and I think that sometimes when you go through those struggles as a single parent, it's really easy to feel alone. But I wanted to share some good advice that I have gotten, and it is to make sure that our voice and our love for the Lord is always the loudest voice that our kids hear, because they're influenced by so many things around them, unbelievers, and it's just important to be the loudest voice that they hear, you know, the love of Jesus. So I try to do that on a daily basis so it can overpower anything that the world has to tell her.
Good for you. How old is your daughter?
She's 5. Very spunky little girl.
What's been your biggest challenge as a single parent?
I would have to say the fact that her dad and I don't share beliefs on Jesus, and sometimes that can be really scary for me because I know the world that we're living in, and I pray about it frequently, you know, trusting that God's going to protect her because she is his child just as much, if not more, as she is mine, you know, the father. And so I just trust that he's going to protect her. And, you know, I pray over her constantly that she's protected spiritually, physically, yeah. emotionally. So,
you know, we were talking just, I think it was yesterday, about this with single parenting and about the Bible talking about a hedge of protection. A hedge of protection. I think every single mom or dad, every parent, in fact, should be praying for our kids and grandkids that God will have a hedge of protection around them from the evil one. But sometimes yeah. as they get older and they start really goofing off and going in the wrong direction, which they can, that they also have a hedge of thorns that they find no pleasure. They find no pleasure in whatever they may be doing or thinking of doing. They got the hedge that's protecting them, but they got the others that are going to just, you know, give them that prick in the backside to tell them, hey, this is not a good place for you. It's a good reminder, I think, for all of our kids.
But really quickly, before I go, I do want to add one more scripture that I read every morning on my bathroom mirror. It's in the book of Matthew, and it says, if one of you causes one of these little ones who trust in me to stumble into sin, it would be better for you to have a millstone tied around your neck and be thrown into the sea. And every day I read that, and I just remind myself how important it is to guide my child in the right direction towards the Lord.
I just wanted to thank Intentional Living. Life can get so overwhelming. Focusing on one thing has really helped me just be present because I feel the presence of God.
With your support, the lives of people like Donna are changed and they can experience God in a new way.
I love you guys. Thank you. You're making a big difference.
Support Intentional Living today with a monthly gift, and you'll be a part of a special group that gets unlimited access to Dr. Randy's life-changing monthly teachings from the past 2 years.
This month, we have an incredible opportunity, as some friends in the ministry will match your gift dollar for dollar up to $19,000 right now. To receive unlimited access to Dr. Randy's teachings and send in your matching gift, call 888-888-1717 today or visit the IntentionalLife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. $19,000 was made available for this month of June to be matched, and we have just about $14,000 left on that match. So you can see we have a little ways to go here in this last week, and we don't want to leave any of this behind because once this is matched, the need for June will be met based on my math, what I see. And that'll help us reach what we had set for the year, for the fiscal year ending June 30th. So let me just throw out there as a request, we love you guys, and I need your help. My wife and I, I'm not asking you to do what we don't do. We support, and just asking you to be a part of it right now, your gift being doubled. And maybe you're in a position you could say, well, I can't take all 14,000, but I can take one of them. And could share a gift of 1,000, have it doubled for two, or two of you at 500, and are joining us with an additional monthly gift beyond the 12 months that you give, maybe an extra 13th month, because it'll be the gifts that are coming in this month that'll be credited, the additional year-end gifts. All right. How do you do this? Call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. Or go to theintentionallife.com and click on the donate icon there, okay? All right, we have just a few minutes left. We're talking about parenting, and in particular, single moms and dads.
Hi, my name is April, and I live in Chandler, Arizona. And I was calling about the single parent advice. It's probably not anything particularly Christ-related, but I would definitely encourage parents to not buy your young children a smartphone. I would say out of all the years of parenting, it is the single biggest parenting mistake that I ever made, getting my 12-year-old a smartphone. He's 15 now, and it's nothing but problems all the time.
Yeah, smartphones, dumb parents, right? Oh, boy. All right. Got time for Kristen in Michigan. Hi there. How are you doing today, Kristen?
Hi, Randy. Good. I'm good. How are you doing?
Fantastic. What do you want to add on this topic of single parenting today?
Well, our daughter was a single parent, and she got pregnant at 19 and had a son. And we just all really decided to sort of rally together and celebrate it. It wasn't cancer. It wasn't a terrible diagnosis.
Mm.
And it certainly was not expected and completely changed her life. You know, it's just one of those things that you really kind of have to embrace unless you're in the worst of situations. She wasn't with the father at the time, and that really didn't work out at the time. But we couldn't imagine our lives without him. He's now 18.
Wow.
And we just really kind of embraced it and welcomed him. Of course, you know, it's our grandson. We love him dearly. And we just spent a lot of time with him and took him to church and taught him about Jesus. And, you know, he knows all of that. And we assume that he's saved. He says that he is. And he's just kind of living his life, getting ready to go into the Army now.
Mm. Well, we hope he does well. We appreciate the service. Let me ask you, how did you parent? Was your daughter in the house? Was she on her own? How did you support her without enabling her? And, you know, what was the balance like? How did you guys relate to your daughter?
Oh, my gosh, that was tough. That was not easy. That was not at all easy. Well, she grew up in a Christian home. She ran away at a young age, 16, 17, found herself pregnant at 19. She moved back home. Then we really, tough, tough love. It was not fun at all, but we actually had to ask her to leave with the baby after she had the baby because at the time, her lifestyle just wasn't working out, and it was the hardest thing we ever did. But we stuck to that, always told her they were welcome, always. But, you know, you got to kind of, like, sort of live up to the rules of the home if you're going to be there, right?
And she came around?
She actually did come around, yeah. I mean, she didn't move back in. She made it. She made it single. She did what she could. It really turned her life around. She says it changed her life. She was... said she really was heading down the wrong path, and it showed her who all her friends were and who they were not.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing that. Wrapping up the show today, single moms and dads, you've been in focus the last 2 days. Hope you've been encouraged. If you missed yesterday, go find it on our website. It's there. And we thank those of you who participated and for our members who support making this possible. I'm Dr. Randy. For Jennifer, Gino, Stephen, the rest of the team, thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. Share your comments with us. Love to hear it. 888-888-1717. I'm Dr. Randy. This is Intentional Living, and it is a ministry of Intentional Life Media.